Don was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. The trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
Hi. Oh my God, it's Friday. We made it, America. And not only do we have so much packed into the show today, 3 hours of hilarity, we are also jam-packed.
Well,
Did you say jam? Full of jam, at least in this first segment. Good afternoon, good day, good morning, afternoon, evening. I don't know where you're listening or when you're listening, but you are listening, as the song suggested, to The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. I'm the Bradley, that's the Dawn. And Dawn, we have a jammy update from than our good friend, Meghan Markle. I did like my best Oprah voice there. Why would we have a jam update from Meghan Markle?
Well, because she has American Riviera Orchard, her company. You can't even go, that is
American
not
Riviera
that's
Orchard.
Too long of a name. She's making jam, and she sent it to some of her celebrity friends. Now, we don't know if we're going to actually be able to buy this jam, but yeah, and she sent it to 50 friends. We haven't had a full list of those friends. We've only known of three
until now,
because there's a certain outlet that's been keeping track.
I love this. So I saw this yesterday, that because I am kind of mildly jam fascinated by this story, mostly because I make my own jam and I love to eat jam. It's sugar. That said, and I was tickled by this story because it's like Meghan Markle loves. I mean, Meghan Markle is who she is. The world seems to have issues with that, or a certain part of the world seems to have issues with that. Too much to get into right now.
Mm.
That said, when she did this PR stunt, essentially is what it is, right? Like, it's good branding. So you've got this brand you're about to launch, and you're like, ooh, what can we do that's fun? Well, let's get the influencers involved. So let's pick some of your favorite, like, high-profile friends, send them a little care package.
Mm-hmm.
And it was jam. Handmade, presumably by Miss Meghan Markle herself, although we don't know. Now, there has been this like ongoing checklist, and people have been noting every time somebody posts about getting this jam package. And Town and Country magazine, which I don't even know if it's technically a magazine anymore. Do you see Town and Country on newsstands?
I don't really look at newsstands.
Yeah, I mean, do they even have them anymore?
I'm sure that, like, if I go up in Lunds and Byerly's to the magazine rack, it's up there somewhere.
They might
have, like, Unicorn Weekly or whatever.
Unicorn Weekly is a thing?
I'm just saying, they have so many different magazines that are like, oh, this is obscure.
So, to that end, Town and Country is keeping a list, and I found out about that by way of The Cut, because the internet is a complicated place that you have to go down many rabbit holes for. This month, Town and Country told us that she launched that new brand, American Riviera Orchard, and they have been compiling a list of those who have publicly acknowledged receiving said jam. And I can tell you the list. Now, how many total, Dawn, do we know are out there? How many jars are total out there?
50, because she labels them like 17 out of 50.
It's real good. Just like, what was it? Sally O'Malley Jelly.
Oh,
our wonderful listener who sent us
Shelly's jelly.
I was like, I know it rhymes with jelly. Was it good?
It's really good. I had the blueberry. I just literally had some of it like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, yum.
Because I put it in yogurt.
Ooh, yummy.
Woo!
So thanks, Shelly's jellies. But just like Shelly's jellies, Meghan Markle has been numbering these jars 1 to 50. Town and Country has amassed 9. So far, there's still a lot of jam out there unaccounted for.
I know. And I'm like, why are they holding back? We need to know every single one of these people.
Well, I think they're holding back because the people haven't posted. But we do know some of the people, and we knew them, the new ones we can talk about. Now, a lot of these people, you guys, you're going to be like, I don't know who that is, but Meghan Markle does, and that's all that matters.
Yep.
Abigail Spencer. Now, you maybe have heard of Abigail Spencer before.
Is she related to Diana Spencer?
She is not. She is a close friend and former co-star from Suits.
Okay. Well, that's confusing.
And she posted on April 21st, this jam is my jam. A delicious taste of what's to come. I love it. Okay, so that's Instagram perfect. Then she sent one to Nacho. I'm not just going to read this whole thing. I just wanted to quickly tell you that we've
Nachos.
Got Nacho, which is one of Harry's friends, Nacho Figueres. And I think his lady's name is Delphina. I don't know how to pronounce it. Balquier. If she's French, I don't know. But they received a jar. Strawberry jam makes me happy. And
happy.
I love your jam. Then we have Kelly McKee Zafgen. I don't know her. Zajfen. Excuse me. I got that backwards. Now, names you might recognize, the people who got the jam that you're like, oh, she sent one to Tracy Ellis Ross. You know, of course, Tracy Ellis Ross from such things as. What was she in?
Maybe Black-ish.
Oh, Black-ish. That's the most recent.
And
thing
also, isn't she Diana Ross's daughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
She has been, and she's just like a beautiful human.
Lady who deserves jam.
Tracy Robbins, and Tracy Robbins, I don't know who that is. It just says that they're friends. Mindy Kaling, of course, we all know, television, movies, and gossip. So the other ones, quickly, Chrissy Teigen, you know her. Kris Jenner, that was, I think, one of the most recent ones. Kris Jenner got it. What did you say about
it? I wish Chrissy I didn't. Teigen?
Oh.
Chrissy
Teigen.
You
got a hot take about Chrissy Teigen?
She needs to be canceled.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought she was, but maybe she's trying to get uncanceled by saying, look, someone likes me enough to send me jam.
Hot takes, cool treats, and jam. Kris Jenner, the matriarch of the Kardashian clan, she got one and said, thank you. She did
wow,
a lot of work.
Really go off there.
And then a real housewife by the name of Garcelle Bouvet. Do you know
oh
her?
Oh my God. Of course. She's one of my favorites, although she is friends with Sutton, and that makes me
I don't know what any of that
go
means.
Down in my that's, list a little bit because I can't stand Sutton.
That's Spanish to me. Why?
Sutton is a privileged biatch, and oh. She
as opposed to all the other Real Housewives.
She's not down to earth at all.
Yeah.
And she's sticks her foot in her mouth a lot.
Oh, okay.
And
all right.
She's real bad.
She's real bad.
I don't
She's
like
real
her.
Bad.
She's just an awful
That is our jammy update. If anyone else out there in the listening audience has a jam update.
Yes.
Like, did you get a jar?
I got a jar from Shelley, and then I got your marmalade. And then I am going to go home for Mother's Day, and I will get some jam from my mom to bring back to
Yum.
You. Okay?
Yummy.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. What would she do? She usually has strawberry rhubarb.
Love it.
But, yeah.
I usually have strawberry rhubarb, too, but mine is, I didn't make a lot of rhubarb. But people in my life don't seem to like rhubarb much. Maybe next year I'll make you some, because I know you like that.
I love it so much. I love that it's sour and sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite pie. Well, we have to move on to Prince Charles.
Yeah, because you got some kingly
King
news.
Charles. Sorry, Prince Charles. We had to call him Prince for so long, it's hard to say King.
I know, it's a rough life, man.
Well, there are reports out there that say that he is very unwell. We know that he was diagnosed with cancer, but we didn't really get any information as to what stage he's in or what kind. And, you know, it's really not a lot of our business. But there are reports, you know, this person gossiped to this person. And it says, this is somebody from the Daily Beast, Psalm Sykes, reported that speaking to friends of the king in recent weeks about his health, the most common response is, it's not good. He is determined to beat it, but they are saying that he's staying optimistic. However, they are passing around the funeral plans, which I'm sure are in place by the minute you're born. Like, this is something that's probably
oh, yeah, there's a
like,
whole episode yeah. on The Crown. I forget. Remind me, you're both done, right?
Yep.
No, I haven't finished this last season, but that's okay.
There is an episode. It's not like, I mean, it's not like we don't know what happened, but there is a whole episode where they talk about
Operation London Bridge.
Exactly. And everyone in the royal family sort of has like a bridge plan.
Yes.
Or I should say those who are in the royal line of succession, at least. And they cover that whole process, and you get a sense of how weird it is to have to sit in a room with people who are discussing what's going to happen when you're dead. And that just felt very like, ugh. But also understandable, right? Because you have to.
Yes. So his bridge plan is called Menai Bridge, Operation Menai Bridge. And that has been going around as, you know, they're opening up those files, they're updating things, and also looking at the Queen's funeral and how that went and how they can adjust and modify and tweak it to be, I don't know, more palpable for people or to honor them in a different way. So,
sure. Well, I'm sure King Charles, you know, he's going to have things that he wants to highlight that maybe his mom didn't give two rips about. And, you know, he's always like, he likes to kind of change it up a bit. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's going to have some newfangled ideas. Like instead of a horse, it'll be like an ostrich or something going down the thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe not an ostrich, but.
Well, you know, they have been doing some things with horses recently around the palace. They were doing some normal, like, training things, and horses got loose, I read this week, and were running about, traipsing about London.
Oh.
Actually running hard and running into cars. It was like, oh my God, they bucked off their masters or whatever, their soldiers. And then
the riders,
the soldiers that were riding them, and they were running through the streets of London.
Oh, God.
And
that's terrifying.
Yeah. It's one of them ran into a parked double decker bus.
Oh, my God.
It was a lot. So anyway, back to King Charles. I mean, it happened. I can mention it, right? I mean, everything's okay, though. That's the great thing, is that the horses are okay. The people are okay, but kind of terrifying. Okay, so I don't know if you remember, but Operation London Bridge was a 10-day thing. That was a 10-day funeral.
It took full 10 days, you're saying, for the funeral? That's insane. I didn't realize it was that long.
Yes. So his plan will be similar to the Queen, of course, because he's the ruling monarch. And I love how they say that it's like a secret code. It's not a secret code if we know about it. If Americans know.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we know what's going to happen, it's not very secret, is it?
Yeah, the name itself, it's like, are you trying to use a code so people don't know what you're talking about? Because you failed at that. But I just think, I hope this isn't true, honestly.
You hope what's not true?
I hope it's not true that he isn't doing well.
Oh, well, I mean, he certainly is not doing well. Whether he's going to get better, we don't know. I think, honestly, you know, also there's two things here, right? Like whether he's going to get better or not, we don't yet know. And that's kind of up to God and whatever, but, and modern science. However, you do know that he's going to die at some point, and sooner rather than later, because he's an old man, right? And it is a weird thing for King Charles because he has been on the throne for like 5 minutes. And so the majority of the planning they're doing is going to be on the exit. And he finally got to the throne.
I know. That's what's so tragic about it. He's been the king for a little over a year. And I guess there's official notifications just looking into like what the plan is in place. Like they're going to notify officials, alert the public. There are scripts in place on how they should alert others of the news, and then the cabinet secretary will email ministers and civil servants after the message is received, and then the flags will be lowered.
Oh, fascinating.
But, I mean, this is like, story. It feels so soon. Like, it feels like I don't know if this is just clickbait, and it's like, I heard he's not doing well.
Well, of course
and it's like,
it is.
We're running through it, but how true is it?
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. It's not surprising that the tabloids are running with it, though, because, of course, they want you to think he's dying every 5 seconds. And same with Kate Middleton. And, you know, anytime there is a development, it's going to be made far greater probably than it actually is. Mike?
This could very well be just the crown making this announcement to help distract people. But as of 9 minutes ago, King Charles is to resume public duties after a cancer diagnosis. The palace says they're very encouraged by the progress he's made so far.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
That literally just
came
out 10 minutes ago.
That's
awesome.
Well, that's an uplifting update, right?
Yes, thank you, Mike.
Yeah, and the planning, I think, you know, people, again, who aren't maybe paying attention, that planning is going to have happened regardless of whether he had cancer. The planning for Operation Menai Bridge, which apparently is a Welsh bridge, which is not surprising because
he
was the Prince of Wales.
That's right.
Anyway, so so I think the tabloids would like to conflate the two. Dawn, thank you for that update. And when we come back, I do believe Mike has all the other latest from Hollywood and beyond when we return on My Talk 107.1.
Guys, Bradley here from my good friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas. Did you know that without energy-efficient window coverings, a home can lose up to 30% of heating and cooling energy through its windows? According to the Department of Energy, when it comes to Hunter Douglas window treatments, energy efficiency and comfort go hand in hand. Hunter Douglas cellular shades are the most insulating interior shades available anywhere. While you might think your vinyl blinds are helping save energy, studies have shown that cellular shades outperform traditional vinyl blinds in terms of energy efficiency. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom to explore how premium Hunter Douglas window treatments can enhance and elevate your home, delivering the utmost in sophistication and quality. Choose from different materials, styles, operating systems, fabrics, and colors to create your perfect Hunter Douglas window treatment solution. Check out the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins or online at littleblindspotmn.com.
The Little Blind Spot, we're big on service.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
He has a latest in entertainment. It's Mike with the Dirt Alert.
Yes, not something I thought we'd be talking about here today, but apparently Max has acquired the rights for a Kevin Spacey docuseries called Spacey Unmasked.
Yeah, give me more.
Ew.
Per the description, Spacey Unmasked is a forensic look in at the man who was once one of the most admired and respected actors in the world, featuring never-before-seen interviews, archive, and a series will examine the life from childhood to early success on Broadway, and then the meteoric rise to stardom, and then, of course, the spectacular fall from grace amid allegations of inappropriate sexual behavior.
Here's what I want to know, because I'm fascinated by the story of Kevin Spacey and how he was able to get to where he was, and then it just all came crashing down around him because of his own doing, by the way. Who is behind this lovely work? And by that I mean facetiously.
I do not know right offhand here. This was originally done in the UK. Channel 4 was commissioned it.
Oh.
So
that's a good thing. My whole point was it's not him.
It's not.
Right? Like, I am here for somebody who is not trying to like rewrite history or whitewash all of the things that happened. And I imagine if a British journalism outlet is behind it, there's going to be some very good reporting underneath.
I hope so. I have no interest in watching it because I don't want to give him any attention.
Okay.
At all whatsoever.
Sure. I will do a full review.
Yeah.
His rep responded to news that this Spacey Unmasked documentary is coming, and the rep for Spacey simply said, "I'm honored to be starring in my first film with Warner Brothers in many years. I hope the Academy takes note of some of the great acting by lesser-known cast."
Okay.
That was his comment.
Good luck to you, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. So there you go. Again, we don't know exactly the date. I guess Channel 4, it's going to be in the UK May 6th and 7th.
Okay.
And then Max will be having it picking available it soon after that.
Good to know.
There you go. Let's move on to something a little lighter, I hope, please. Anne Hathaway says The Princess Brides 3 is in development. It's in a good place, but there's nothing to announce quite yet.
I admit I've never seen Princess Bride 2.
Excuse me, Princess Diaries.
Oh, I was like, I didn't know that.
If I said Princess Bride, I apologize. Princess Diaries 1 and 2, of course. Chris Pine was a part of it.
Is this Julie Andrews?
Yep, yeah. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So apparently there's a third in the works.
Okay.
Were you a fan, Dawn?
I think it was around when my daughter was young, mm-hmm. So she watched it and liked it a lot. So, yeah.
2000.
Yeah,
I wonder if she'll... either.
I wonder if she'll be taking the other role, like Julie Andrews' role.
Ooh,
or if she's just producing. Yeah. Who knows?
We do not know. What we do know is that the Lord of the Rings trilogy is returning to theaters this summer, remastered and extended.
Oh, my God.
Yes. There's going to be like over 9 hours of Lord of the Rings available to watch in theaters.
I cannot wait. This is the first chance we're going to get to see these Peter Jackson extended cuts. And in, I believe all of them are going to be shown in 4K Ultra HD, which is a thing most people probably don't give two rips about and actually probably won't enjoy. I, as a nerd, and I'm sure many of you who are nerds as well, will feel the same.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. Wasn't the Hobbit in 4K and it was a big deal that it was filmed
One of them was filmed that way, and a lot of people didn't like it. You could pick the screening you could go to. And some people don't like that quality of film. I think the Ultra HD is an amazing visual medium, or whatever the appropriate word is. The technology to me creates a really crystal clear picture. It's almost like you're in the room.
Yes. And I think maybe people were kind of freaked out by that and it looked more like video to them.
Sure.
I remember like film is just seems more flat and that you're just observing.
This makes this literally will lead the way to ultimately someday. What's the word I'm looking for when you're wearing like your Facebook headphones or headset thing?
VR.
VR. Yeah.
Got it.
Awesome. Mike, thank you for the update. When we come back, do you have any blind items?
I do.
That is Juicy Bits of Gossip with the names left out. We have a whole show within a show, and it's just around the corner right here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together, we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity. Operation Menai Bridge. It's a code for the king's funeral that we know about now, so it's not so secret anymore. Is the palace planning things? Do we know what his health is really like? I hope that it's just in the very, very distant future that they will have to put this plan into place.
You're talking about after the king passes away, there is a plan in place, you know, for his funeral. Essentially, it's just some good funeral planning. But tabloids want you to think it's moments away.
The end is near.
Yeah, but I think that's just tabloid gossip at this point because we don't have any actual evidence. And, you know, here on the adventures of Blinded by the Item, we only deal in cold, hard facts.
Yeah, we do. But we do click on things and we kind of read between the lines. And that's what blind items are for.
But of course. And I'm sure that there have been blind items about the royal family and will continue to be even after King Charles has long since left. Are you okay over there?
I just adjusted my chair.
Oh, God. All right.
You guys want to do some blind items?
Let's do it!
Only factual blind items
only
today.
I need extra reporting.
All right, let's get it started with this. The A-lister who is joining an iconic show is now working hard to clean up the mess he made when he tried to fire a legend. An A-lister who's joining an iconic show is now working hard to try to clean up the mess he made when he tried to fire a legend.
Probably Ryan Seacrest trying to fire
Vanna
White.
Yes,
yeah, that's
there you
not
go.
Cool. Come on, man.
Flip over the letter there on that one and find the answer is Vanna White, according to the blind items.
I love that Vanna. She's great.
Yeah. Ryan Seacrest maybe ruffled some feathers with the people who were behind the scenes there for Wheel of Fortune, as it sounds like, and we heard in the blinds that he may have been trying to usher in a new era of the show, including getting rid of Vanna. But now that a new contract was reached, maybe he's trying to mend the fences a little bit.
Yeah, also, I think that kind of worked out for her in the end. Like, the leaking of this story publicly had to have helped in her negotiations, right?
For sure.
Oh, I hope that she did it herself. That would be great, wouldn't it? Like, hey, look at what's going on over here at Wheel of Fortune. It's me.
It's me. Yeah, no, I just think that the fact that all of the press, everybody made or felt bad for her in a way and ginned up a lot of public support. And I just feel like that probably helped when she was in that negotiating room.
And it's only for, I think she only has a contract for a couple more years or something.
Yeah, yeah. If I understand it correctly, this will be his first year. So this next year
but
will be like...
she needs to go out on her terms.
Exactly. So it's going to be like, oh, it's Ryan's first year. Then the year after, it's going to be Vanna's farewell year.
Yeah.
And then we'll go forward
and
from there.
And that is when I will be planning a new game show with Vanna as the host.
Ooh.
Nice. That was smart.
I like it. What are you going to do?
It's going to be all about guess who the douchebag is in Hollywood.
Ooh.
It'll be like you open up suitcases. They take you to an island.
All right, Meghan Markle.
I mean, yeah, I'd have to workshop that a little more.
You got time.
Okay.
Is it just going to be like their picture? So a picture of Scott Disick, or is he actually going to be in the briefcase when you
That'd
open it?
That'd be kind of awesome. His head is actually in the suitcase.
Yeah.
It's just out of frame. The body is out of frame.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. We're workshopping. Hey, there's no bad
practical
ideas
effects, kids.
In a brainstorming session. We all know this.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do another one here. We're rolling through the blind items today. You got that first one nice, quick, and easy. This one, we'll see. This former cable talk show host might be looking for yet another platform. Apparently, he and the guy who's in charge at his current place don't get along anymore, and we have all seen how that story ends. So a former cable talk show host might be looking for yet another platform. Apparently he and the guy who's in charge at his current place don't get along anymore, and we've all seen how that story ends.
The only name that comes to my mind is Don Lemon, but I think that's already soured with X. So
John Stewart. Conan O'Brien.
I will just say, don't get too far away from Bradley's guess.
Oh, Don Lemon.
So it's like cable news.
Gary Orange.
Who's Gary Orange?
Well, Don Lemon's friend.
Oh, God. I was like literally like, who's Gary Orange?
Exactly.
I don't watch enough cable news.
What's the other half of that? And by the way, it's former cable talk show host.
Oh.
What's the other half of the Don
Lemon?
No, the other half of the Don Lemon story.
Oh, Elon. But another platform. What? So Elon is the platform.
Okay.
There's a host.
I don't understand what's going on right now.
Well, the blind item suggested that the ex-cable news guy is not happy with the platform.
Let me fill it in with what we have so far. This former cable talk show host might be looking for yet another platform. Apparently he and Elon are no longer getting along. So and we know how that normally goes on X.
Then it's got to be like Scooter or what's his name, Casper. What is his name,
Casper?
Don, come on now. It's the one he's got really strong.
It's the one.
This is a tough subject for me because I don't watch cable news. So
You would know this guy, and I just can't think of his damn name.
Okay. Is he a newsman? Newsy type guy?
Well, depends on what you consider news. Former cable talk show host.
He left in a huff. Or no, he was fired from Fox
News.
I don't know.
No, what is it? It's like, oh my God, this is so going to drive me nuts now. We're talking about, he had the most popular.
And right now still getting a lot of views over on X.
Oh.
Evening show.
Oh gosh.
And his.
At night when you hop in bed, you just want to grab the covers and get all.
Cuddly.
No, you want to pull them up and make sure you're
warm.
Tight.
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson is the correct answer for this one. According to the blind item, Tucker Carlson might be looking for yet another platform as apparently he and Elon are no longer on the same page, no longer seeing things the same way. And we all know how that usually goes on X, of course, with the Don Lemon story you already referenced. So we'll see if a new platform might be needed for one.
So it isn't. The first guy wasn't Don Lemon. It was Tucker Carlson.
But they both had a similar... They both went to X after they left or were fired from their jobs.
Yeah.
And Tucker got one tweet out until he was fired because...
Wow.
Well, they did one interview. Or sorry, Don. They did one interview and it was with Elon.
Yeah.
And Elon did not like how he was being pressed for questions. Mm-hmm. And thus, Don Lemon found a new place to go.
A lot of people who have not done so well in traditional cable news have tried to then or traditional media, I guess is a better way to put that, have then tried to, you know, been wooed over to X. But again, Elon, I don't think is that interested in a very vibrant media experience, because evidenced by his interview with Don Lemon, he didn't want to answer any actual questions, which I think is kind of, you know, antithetical to having a media company.
Yeah, definitely. He's arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah. I'm going to not answer that. I'm going to go smoke a bowl over here, and you're going to accept it.
Your views don't follow my views? Well, then you can't be on my platform anymore. Bye.
Right here. Right.
There you go. So there you go. You guys got that one nicely done. That's the closest we'll ever tiptoe to politics on this show. But again, we'll move on to the next one here. It's starting to feel like the relationship between this A-list actor and the much lower on the list model slash celebrity is really just him trying to get the family to finance a new project.
Oh, okay.
Starting to feel like the relationship between this A-list actor and the much lower on the list model slash celebrity is really just to get him to get the family to help him finance a new project.
When you say family, do you mean the family of the model?
Yep.
Okay.
Huh. So have we talked about that?
Not really. Not the. I mean, we know of this relationship, but
it's more not relationship. Leo, is it?
Nope.
Bradley Cooper? And the Hadids?
Oh,
according to the blind items, it sounds like it's starting to maybe feel like this whole relationship between Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid might be Bradley's attempt to secure some financing for upcoming projects from the Hadid family. I don't know.
Okay.
According to the blind item.
I wonder, I always wonder, like, how much money do they have? Whereas I don't really know them out of just individually being models, and I think she was married to David Foster, right? Yolanda Hadid.
Yeah, I don't know where they get their money from, but obviously they've got tons of it, because otherwise Bradley Cooper wouldn't be barking up that tree.
Mohammed Anwar Hadid is her father, and he is a real estate developer and is known for, he's built luxury hotels and mansions majorly in the Bel Air neighborhood of L.A.
I see, it's that
so
one.
Doing pretty good, yes.
Doesn't have anything to do with Yolanda, okay.
Nope. So there you go. That's perhaps what that reference or what that blind item is referencing.
Okay.
Good luck to him.
Let's do another one.
Gets the money he deserves.
Yes. Let's do another one. And this one's a fun one because this is actually a celebrity
versus
giving.
What, the other ones that weren't fun?
I love.
Let me say
one.
This is a different one. This is from an actual celebrity giving us this blind item.
What?
So what this is, and you may know that the Office Ladies have a podcast.
Yeah.
And, of course, it is co-stars from The Office, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey. And they were doing their little podcast, and Angela dropped a little blind item for us.
She
did? So, of course, if you're watching The Office, this is Angela and Pam. Those are the two characters they played. But I'm going to read you what Angela said, and we're going to see if we can figure out the blind item, or at least what most of the internet thinks this blind item is in reference to.
Fabulous.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So this is Angela speaking. So we're in line, I think, for food or something. And we were at like this party and there was food there. And then there in front of us was this couple and they're famous. You guys all know this couple. And she was being very nice and asking me about how things are. Mm. And I started telling a story about my baby because that's all I wanted to talk about at that time was my cute, adorable baby girl.
Okay.
Mm. Her husband then, who wasn't really making eye contact with me, like kind of looking around almost over me, trying to see if there's someone cooler to talk to, said, you know what I like to do when I can't fall asleep? And I said, well, what's that? And he said, I call my lawyer who's just had a baby and I'll say, tell me all about your baby.
What?
Rude.
And then he walked away.
Oh,
what a jerk.
What is he doing?
So that is an interaction that Angela Kinsey from The Office, the actress who plays her, had at an actual party. And let's see if we can figure out this blind item.
I love that she dropped it because that means she wants us to solve it.
Yes.
Which means she wants to call this person out.
I love it.
Yes. All right. So we have co-star, the Office Ladies.
Yep. So that's
We have a couple that they were chatting with.
So this is a couple that Angela was chatting with. Now, we know that it was a couple that everybody knows. And at one point, she turns around and the female part of this couple, it's a male and a female, and she starts asking about her cute, adorable baby, and then the husband decides to be a complete jerk.
We don't have any identifying characteristics about said couple.
She didn't give us any of those. I'll say She's slightly higher on the list, but they're it's like an A-list actress and a B-plus list actor.
Okay. It's not who I was thinking of.
Oh, who are you going with?
Well, I was thinking of Hugh Grant just because he's assy.
No, that's a really good
guess.
That's
a good assy guess.
Because he would say something flippant like that and just not very caring.
And not care.
You know what I like to do?
Not very carry.
You know what I like to do when I can't fall asleep? I just call my lawyer who's just had a baby and I say, tell me about your baby.
It's so rude.
It is.
It's so rude.
It's also kind of funny. In a very rude way.
Funny in a very rude way.
Yes.
Okay.
So again, we're talking about a party. There was
a
couple.
She's a little bigger on the list.
She's higher on the list. This is a celebrity couple.
Tom Hanks? No, he's higher.
Oh,
it'd be kind of hilarious if Tom Hanks was like, I don't want to hear about your baby.
Oh, God. Don't you wish he would have said, like, you know what I do? I put on one of your movies.
There you go.
That's smart. Good comeback.
Let's see. I always think of comebacks after I leave a place.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I don't
and then
say
you want to, like, send them
but then
come
I would
back
never
here.
Say it anyway.
Like, here's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Back then.
And then I tell all my friends what I was gonna say.
Yeah, and they're like, well, you didn't.
Yeah, so why are you here?
But you have a show, so you could literally just tell it on the show.
That's true. Why are you here? Is it Matthew McConaughey?
No, you just said, why are you here?
Oh.
I was just repeating what you just said.
Camila Alvarez. Let's
see. Maybe figure out what they do. Or
okay,
maybe
so
what
are
shows
they actors?
They're both actors.
Okay, if it's attached,
she's higher on the list.
Is it Emily Blunt and John Krasinski?
No, it has nothing to do with the Office cast.
Okay.
Is she?
They just happen to be talking about it on the Office podcast. The
are
Office
either ladies. Of them in a franchise?
Yes.
He?
She is in a franchise.
Ooh, is it
one
a
of the
soupy,
biggest franchise?
A soupy cheese franchise? Oh. Is it like Sarah Jessica Parker?
Nope.
And
is
Matthew
it
Broderick?
A reality show franchise?
Nope.
Okay, so it's not a housewife?
Nope.
It's not a housewife.
I think this is actually, I mean, it's for its genre, this is the biggest franchise in said genre.
Star Wars?
Is it a sci-fi franchise?
Horror.
So it's, is it Vin Diesel and his goodly wife, who I don't know?
If for its genre, let's see, what are some genres?
I had a friend who used to call them Ganeers, and I was like,
Ganeers.
I don't think that's how you pronounce that word.
Oh, genres. Ganeers.
Okay, so is it like a thriller? Is it one of them fast car movies?
Kevin Costner. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Cowboys?
Pool.
Romance? Porn, Dan.
Porn!
Oh,
what else is there?
Romance.
A biopic.
Sports.
This is one way to get to it.
Is it
fantasy?
Yeah.
Like Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay.
Fantasy.
Fantasy Island.
It's a
Ricardo Montalban.
It's also a style of film.
Oh. A style.
a different style.
Film noir.
No.
Cinema verite.
Crime. True crime.
Oh. I like that.
It's fantasy.
It's a fantasy, baby.
A specific company.
Mariah Carey.
A specific company has kind of dominated this particular genre.
Wait, say that again?
I said a particular company has kind of dominated this genre for like 60 years.
Oh, it's an animated film.
The biggest animated franchise arguably ever.
Disney. Tom.
Say it again. Hanks.
Not Tom Hanks. Tim Allen.
If you don't get this, you're never going to let it go.
Oh, it's Frozen. And it's Dax Shepard and
Cutie
Pie.
Yes!
That is not...
Cutie Pie?
He's just joking around.
Oh. Right.
He's such a jokester.
This is not
and Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell.
She was not implying it was a joke, apparently.
And let's just say this is not the first blind item we've had talking about Dax Shepard being a real Dax
Piece
Shepard.
Yeah.
According to the blind item, though, that Angela Kinsey of The Office gave us, it sounds like at a party they were waiting in line, her and I believe her husband, and she had a baby. And then this woman behind her turns around, and that was Kristen Bell, and starts talking to her about the baby. Dax Shepard then turns around and says, you know what I like to do when I can't fall asleep? Call my lawyer who just had a baby, and I say, tell me all about your baby.
Mm-mm. No.
There you go.
Yeah, tell your lawyer to get a hold of your PR person for some damage control.
Exactly.
And I'm going to release this because... on my less successful podcast.
And also don't do it with ladies who are going to talk it out.
I wonder
on a podcast.
On a podcast!
I wonder if Kristen Bell was like, hey...
Don't do that.
Don't be assy.
Yeah. Well, this is also the family that brought us... I can see... Here's what I will admit. I think I could see wherein he thought he was being funny and wasn't. Because you know that rule, and a good friend of mine taught me this rule once.
Like, was it me?
No, I'm sorry. You've taught me many other lessons, Dawn.
Whoa.
In life. But this particular lesson was, if no one's laughing, it's not funny.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't know until you tell it. And then you're like, uh-oh, no one's laughing. And then you go, cha-cha-cha, right out of the room.
Yeah.
And you say, just joking. Tell me all about your baby. I love your baby.
Then you end up looking like a douche on a podcast about blind items.
Oh, my God.
This is true. Let's do another one here as we're going through the blind items.
I'm not saying
you guys got that one.
Oh, I thought you meant me. Oh, my God.
All right.
I'm talking about Dax Shepard noodle pie.
Well, let's do another blind item here.
I thought I was talking about you.
Yeah.
Because like, then you end up like a douche.
Okay.
Dawn!
Of course, this 3/4 EGOT winning actor won't be at the big event coming up next month. There's a team of hosts, but we all know who really calls the shots, and they hate each other.
Well, that's fun. So it's not the Tonys?
It's not the Tonys. Of course, this 3/4 EGOT winner actor won't be coming to the big event next month. There's a team of hosts, but we all know who's really calling the shots, and those two hate each other.
What's coming up next month?
Yep.
It's not the Oscars. It's not the Tonys. Is it one of the EGOTs?
The Farmer's Market.
It is not one of the EGOTs, no.
Oh, God.
And then you end up like a douche on a podcast about blind items. What did you say, Mike?
I'm
sorry.
It's not that. I think it's only a week away. It's like next week, I think.
What's happening?
Think of our big events each year in the world of entertainment.
That's entertainment.
Well, award season is
are
over.
Are we really that?
Well, the EGOT, so those are two different parts. So if he is, the actor we're looking for is a 3/4 EGOT winner, but that has nothing to do with the big event. This is not an awards event.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I mean, I guess it, yeah, not
okay, so event. It's
oh, the
Olympics.
There you go.
The Met Olympics. Gala.
The
in
Olympics.
Paris!
So this 3/4 EGOT winning actor won't be coming to the Met Gala next month. There's a team of hosts, and we know who really calls the shots, though, for the Met Gala.
Anna.
And these two hate each other. Yes, you got Anna.
Anna Wintour.
So there you go. Who
That's
does
half.
Anna Wintour have a beef with? And is that individual a 3/4 winning, a 3/4
who doesn't
EGOT
have a beef?
Winning actor? Think of our EGOT, near EGOT winners.
Oh. Not Kanye.
Nope.
Okay.
3/4, so they're not quite there yet. Yeah. So it's not Whoopi Goldberg.
It's nope. Like an ego or a got or an IGT.
It's actually an IGT.
IGT? Okay, yes. No Oscar.
No Oscar.
Okay, so this is
they
a
are
singer.
A Tony winner and a
Patty
Grammy
LaPone.
Winner. And an Emmy winner. Actor.
It's not Patty LaPone?
No.
I mean, she's just angry at everyone.
Remember any recent stories about Anna Wintour? And maybe feuding. And I shouldn't say recent. I think this was like last year.
Anna. I do remember this in a way that I don't.
Okay.
Because you can't remember.
Because I can't pull the name out of my keister, but I do have a vague memory.
Of course, this 3/4 EGOT winning actor won't be coming to the Met Gala next month. There's a huge team of hosts, but we know who really calls the shots. That's Anna Wintour, and those two can't stand each other.
Is this person at like the height of their career?
I wouldn't say that.
Emmy, Grammy, Tony.
Emmy, Grammy, Tony. Yeah.
Is their name Tony either first. Emmy?
No.
Are they a Grammy? And do they know a guy named Tony?
Their name
Hi,
actually.
I'm Grammy Emmy, and my husband's name is Tony.
The name actually fits.
We have a kid named Oscar.
No, the name actually fits with the three you mentioned.
What?
Yeah.
I know that Bruce Willis's wife is Emmy.
No. It doesn't. Oh. It doesn't match them. It just fits. It's got the same style. It ends with a Y.
Oh, like Casey Musgraves,
like Casey, or like
in the Sunshine,
like a really, Dickie. Like a really common name. But then you throw a Y
Sandy.
At the end. No,
Jane.
This is a terrible way to get
Johnny
this.
Johnny,
Emily.
Think of our near EGOT winners. Think of a Tony winner / Grammy /
okay
Emmy
Go on. Just sound it out.
Shammy.
Shammy.
Stage performer. Shammy.
Her latest album was amazing. Wow. Oh. That Shammy.
Stage performer, but also somebody who might have some sort of a beef with Anna Wintour because maybe of fashion. Maybe a fashion beef.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come on. Done.
Kim Kardashian?
No. She's a Grammy, Emmy, Tony.
I don't know. You know?
No, I'm just saying. Oh. Come on. We can do it. I'm trying to encourage us to get it.
I know. I'm thinking of stage and
okay, so somebody
operas.
Who would be like, I'm kind of not here for Anna, and I like to sing about it. And
I think one of the most iconic looks this individual had at the Met Gala was this gigantic yellow.
Lady?
No, it's an actor.
J-Lo.
Gigantic yellow, like, dress thing, and it had, like, wings.
Rihanna.
Bjork.
It's an actor.
Oh, a boy. It had wings. Oh,
it's a boy?
Oh.
It's a man?
Oh.
What?
Does he do Pose? What's that guy?
Oh.
You know?
Yes, he does Pose.
Yes.
You
know. Oh, yeah.
What's
yes.
His name?
Yes. He's I didn't know they were
flouncy.
Beefing.
Oh, yes.
What's his name?
Yes, it is. Oh, honey, come to me.
He's super, super talented. But
BP.
Billy Porter.
You guys got there.
My
I don't know how,
has
but
been
you got there.
Oh
according to the blind item, yes, of course, Billy Porter won't be coming to the big event next month. There's a team of hosts, and we all know who's really calling the shots. So that's Anna Wintour, and those two hate each other again. That is according
right
to the
now.
Blind items. There was all that. Remember the Harry Styles drama last year when he was featured on the cover, Harry Styles, and it was very much about like. This man
it's a conversation.
Off.
Oh, it's a good conversation.
Yes.
Yeah,
Mike, thank you so much for finally dragging that blind item out of us.
Dawn,
kudos to us. And we're your favorite douchebags on a podcast. Download, like, and subscribe to your heart's content. Tell all your friends about it.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you subscribe on the YouTube because we're there too. You can see our beautiful faces on
Blinded by the Item.
Bye.